Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, everybody? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Time to get up and Adam here on 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. And always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. It is a Saturday morning in the nation's capital, 9 a.m. here on a Saturday, November 16th. And it's this time in the sports calendar where there's literally something for everybody. Whatever is your flavor, whatever you like in terms of sports, action, competition, there's something for you. I'm a huge college hoops fan. I do the pregame and halftime broadcast for VCU. I'm locked in to all things college hoops in the state of Virginia, Maryland as well. They lose to Marquette last night. Virginia Tech, UVA. JMU's got a good basketball program now. Mason lost a heartbreaker the other night with a three at the buzzer. So, of course, there's a ton of college hoops going on. I mean, last night was pretty much the best Friday night of college hoops of the season, and it's only going to go up from here with MTEs around the country next week. Of course, you've got hockey. Caps are off to a good start to their season. Ovi's been scoring like crazy. The NFL and boxing, right? I watched a boxing event last night. College football, everything. I mean, if you're a sports nerd like me, there's literally something to watch almost any day and almost any time, right? I love it. There's something for everyone. And so today on the show, we will bring on Sergeant Snyder in the AWOD Army, Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. He'll join us at 11. My coworker, Commander's beat writer, former Commander's beat writer, Michael Phillips from MP on the Mic. He'll be on at 11:30. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Like I said, with all the sports going on, anything's on the table. You want to talk about the young Washington Wizards, you can chime in. 1-800-636-1067. The Commanders as well. 1-800-636-1067. And I think it's crazy for me to think that last Saturday, right, I wake up and all day I think about doing this show on Saturday. I'm a diehard DC sports fan. I get to talk with all you diehard fans right here on The Fan. Last Saturday when I talked with you, the Washington Commanders were 7-2, the hottest team in the league, and we were talking Super Bowl, right? I mean, that felt like a Super Bowl-type matchup almost with the AFC North leaders, the Steelers, and the NFC East leaders, and now this team's on a two-game losing streak, just like that, right? The NFL can turn with the quickness there. And it appears, as a fan of this team, that the sky is falling. And that's what it felt like Thursday night. Right, I barely slept Thursday. I really had so much trouble. I turned on the post-game show, sucked. I didn't want to see any of those guys, Saquon Barkley going out there, talk with the Thursday Night Football crew. Then I turn on ESPN. Jalen Hurts is trolling Scott Van Pelt and Commanders fans. It just destroyed me to lose to that Philadelphia team. Destroyed me. I hate Philadelphia. I know we're born to hate Dallas as Commanders fans. I hate Philly more than Dallas, personally. I do. I hate the people in the Philly. I hate the fans, and I hate that team so much. But after my show on Friday, and if you missed it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. I complained for 3 hours. It's decent stuff. But I took a deep breath after complaining all Friday, and I'm starting to have a bigger picture perspective. And as fans, we all get caught up in the action, creatures of the moment, but this is still a very good football team. They're still a playoff team in my mind. They're still in the NFC East divisional hunt. We still have everything to play for. Yes, we lost a very tough home game by 1 point. And I'm going to keep complaining about the Zach Ertz play over and over again because I just think it's unfair. But we lost by 1 point to a legit contender. Whether you believe in Russell Wilson and the Steelers or not, you can't complain about their defense. Their defense is legit. And then we lost a road game. A road game to a damn good Eagles team that's playing well. So what? Move on, right? And that's where I wanted to start today because I'm starting to feel better today about my franchise, about my NFL team here. Thursday night, Friday were rough. It felt like the 2024 Washington Commanders season was in a car wreck, right? That's what it kind of felt like. Felt like we watched this team run into a wall. That was not fun to watch. For the first time this season, I didn't enjoy watching that Commanders game on Thursday night. It felt like a struggle. It reminded me of Ron Rivera. It felt like our season came crashing, came to a screeching halt. Can this train get back on the tracks, right? That's the biggest task Dan Quinn will be assigned this week. This is the put the pieces of the puzzle back together week in Washington. Pick up the pieces, put them back together. Last year, when the wheels came off the track, there was no putting anything back together. There was no putting anything back together, right? We ended last season in a disaster. Now, this year, I feel like we have the tools and the coaching staff, the technicians, to put the car back together. Joe Witt's defense has improved. Joe Witt's defense has improved from every game that I've watched, and they played their ass off their best first half of the season. Their best first half of the season. Cliff Kingsbury, on the other hand, had his worst game as a Commanders play caller. And what's interesting to me is the reason this team, and this team is under-talented, right? They're not as talented as most teams that are 7-4. There's no way in hell that they were as talented as other teams when they were 7-2, right? They were winning games because of belief and energy and excitement. And everybody's fired up for this coaching staff and for Jaden, and there was belief, and that's why they were winning games here. It wasn't because of the talent, all right? It was the coaching, it was the belief, it was the game plans, it was the schemes and everything, right? And so Cliff had his worst game as a play caller. But when you go back and watch the tape, it wasn't that bad, really. I thought Jaden made a lot of mistakes, and it simply was just not complimentary football. When the defense gets a stop and the offense goes three and out, then you force your defense to go back on the field tired. That can't happen. That's why we were winning games earlier this season, because when the defense came up with a big play, the offense would come out there and match them. All right? That's why we were winning games. And so on the rewatch, I thought Jaden made a lot of mistakes that Cliff just can't control. And at the same time, Cliff didn't make things easy for his young quarterback. Things we've got to be able to do better during a stretch run of the season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Here's a list that I put together. Things the Commanders must do better during a stretch run here. And the number one thing that came to mind for me for watching that game on Thursday was we have got to be able to run the ball better on second down. Second and short, second and medium, second and anything from second and inches to second and five. All season long, I feel like we've tricked defense with multiple guys in the backfield or Jaden's legs or a rollout play or an end around, something. Second and short, we've been able to get those so easily. And then against the Eagles, second and short became third and long or third and medium. Second and short plays have got to be a positive play that gets you at least a yard forward 90% of the time. 90% of the time. That's how we need to get better in the second half here in this stretch run. When you get into second and short situations, the defense needs to respect you, and so you got to be able to call a deep shot every once in a while, and that's what I'm okay with missing. But you can't have a negative play. You can't have a second and two run turn into a third and four. And that has been the problem the last 2 weeks. That has been the biggest problem. Talked about this yesterday. The Eagles forced 11 negative plays with 8 tackles for losses and 3 sacks. We were going backwards more than we were going forward. Same with the game against the Steelers. Number 2, we have got to hold teams out of the end zone. We have got to hold teams out of the end zone. We're not talented enough on defense to just force all these punts and get 3 and outs. And the turnovers are, you know, they happen sometimes, then all of a sudden they don't. It feels like it's random sometimes with the turnovers. You play hard defensively, you can get more turnovers. But the bigger thing is holding teams out of the end zone. In the first half, we did such a good job of that. Then Saquon, 2 explosive runs that were backbreakers. And then you look at the Steelers game, right? We had the 3rd down and long, and he threw it up, and Mike Williams beat Benjamin St. Juice. We've got to keep teams out of the end zone. Got to keep them out of the end zone. And then the other thing, number 3 for me, and I feel like I've seen this not just the last 2 weeks, but maybe going back to the Bears game, maybe even before that, this offense has struggled at times where we get to the 50. I'm going to point to the Ravens game because it felt like we got to the 50 every drive in the Ravens game, and we kept punting, right? We get about 12 more yards, you can attempt a field goal. And whether it's Zane Gonzalez or Austin Seibert, those guys have been good this year. Those guys have been good when they can attempt a field goal. Too many times we've punted from the opposing team's side of the field. From a stretch where we didn't punt for an entire game to now it feels like we keep punting from like the 45-yard line where we're one first down away from a field goal. That's got to change. Stop going 3 and out. I feel like we've made a habit of that the last few games. That's kind of on Jaden. Got to do a better job of protecting our franchise quarterback. Because it's a long season. It's a long season. It was week 7 when Jaden Daniels initially got hurt. Well, we've got 7 more weeks of football to protect him and to keep our season alive. As Jaden Daniels goes, the 2024 Commanders go, they need him upright and healthy. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. What are some things the Commanders need to clean up to make a stretch run here and get into the postseason? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Good morning, Washington, D.C. If you're enjoying the show, you can check me out during the week on the free Odyssey app. Just search 910 The Fan to hear me Monday through Friday in Richmond, Virginia from 12 to 3 p.m. Talking all things D.C. sports. And that Commanders loss to the Eagles, it stung. It really hurt me because I felt like my team, the Commanders, were at the top of the division. We finally knocked off the Giants, not once but twice, beat the Giants. I know they suck, but it had been so long since we had done that. I felt like this team was going to show up in Philly and at least be ready to roll offensively. I think that's what shook me, right, was that Jaden Daniels looked whack. He looked so weird out there, and the defense showed up, right? So I think most of the media, like myself, expected a 35-34 shootout. Nope, Thursday Night Football, always wacky. If you need to vent about that loss to the Eagles, this could be your chance, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to, let's start with Jumbo, line six here. Jumbo in Eastern Shore, what's up, Jumbo?
Hey, good morning. Nice talking to you this morning.
Yeah, how are you?
Okay, doing well. I got a couple, two things that some agree with me, some don't. Obviously, in my opinion, back to last week, I felt like they needed to at least split with Pittsburgh and Philly, so obviously they didn't. So my friend was all up in arms. He said, they should have beat the Steelers. They should have beat the Steelers. I actually didn't see the game till right after Russell Wilson threw that go-ahead touchdown, so I missed it. Well, I'm not saying he was wrong or right, but here's how I look at it, and I know you shouldn't look at it this way. Maybe they should have beat the Steelers, but they probably should have lost to the Bears. So you flip them wins and losses. And also, I think the most concerning thing over everything is the late touchdowns they're giving up the last four games. Even though they've won two of them, the defense is giving up late touchdowns. Now, you could say a lot. Offense do this or that, but they're giving up a lot of late touchdowns. And let's face it, right now, Philly is just more talented and better than the Commanders. I hate to say it, but it's just the way it is.
Yeah, good call, Jumbo. I appreciate you chiming in. Let me hop on what you were talking about there. I think you're right that obviously we should have lost the Bears game, that Hail Mary. Even though we played better than them, should have lost that game. I look at it like this. You know, we had this two-game stretch earlier in the season where we won both the games, and it was very difficult, right? We went to Cincinnati. Everybody picked Cincinnati to win. Big touchdown to Terry McLaurin at the end of the game. We win 38-33. And then short week, we go to Arizona and win. We won those two games. We could afford to lose the two that we just lost. Now, it sucks, obviously, to go from 7-2 to 7-4. It's a big difference. But we could afford to have some mistakes because of how well we started this season. Let's go to line four, Gus in Arlington. What's up, Gus?
Hey, Awad. I'm encouraged because we had fourth quarter leads against two teams that, you know, are perennial playoff contenders that are better rosters, you know. Of course, I'm disappointed, but at this point, this season was about Jaden Daniels and the new culture. We didn't expect them to win this much.
No, you're so right. Now,
but now with such all these wins, now everyone's like looking towards the playoffs and possibly the division title. But Jaden, I think, you know, he's the little shot. You know, of course we all want Jaden to succeed. We're looking for the next decade with Jaden. I don't know if it's about Jaden anymore just this year. Because you've got to build that culture with winning. Do you sit Jaden at a point if against these upcoming teams he doesn't produce? Like, is 50% Jaden better than Mariota for that 1 week game?
It's a good question, and certainly a conversation that my friends brought up to me. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Gus. I had people I watched the game with that said, put in Marcus Mariota now. He'll give us a better chance to win. And that's so short-sighted in my mind. I push back, like, because you got to build Jaden. He's got to build off of, you know, bad performances in a tough environment. He's got to try to respond to this with this next game against Dallas. So you got to stick with him. You don't want to hurt his confidence. I don't want anything like Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson. But it was a conversation that friends that I have said, because we're diehard fans and we want to win so much this season. Let's go to Uptown Mo. Uptown Mo, you're on the fan with AWOD. What's up, dude?
Hey, AWOD. First, we got to pump our brakes, bro. Like, we weren't going to go 15-2. You understand what I'm saying? So I think this is the point of the season where the schedule actually makes a difference, because the Eagles game, we actually look tired, you know, as a football team.
Yeah.
We got the Steelers off of them coming off a bye week. We got the Bears off of them coming off a bye week. Mm. And then once we play a tough physical game against the Steelers, then we go 3 days, 4 days later and play the Eagles. Like, they need this mini bye. Because you could tell Cosme got whipped up front. 98 was in the backfield all game.
Yeah. And you know what? I also say this, man. Like, I always take the season at a four-game sample size. Four games, right? And so you have this game against the Cowboys here to respond. And then you'd be going 2-2 in this stretch. That's a lot better than 1-2 or 1-3 the way it looks right now.
Right, and we're getting the Cowboys on 10 days rest, right? Cosme got whipped. 74 Coleman, he's a good left tackle, but he's not a great left tackle. Speed rushes definitely bother him. I done seen it for the past 2 weeks. And then as far as Jaden numbers would look way better if we didn't have the drops. You know, De'Ami Brown had a serious drop right before the half where we could have kicked the field, a 40-yard field goal.
Yeah.
He dropped a 12-yard end cut. So if we didn't have the drops, we'd be okay. And this is my last point about the Wizards. Hey, Saar had a hell of a game yesterday, right? I like Bub Currington. Koulibaly is showing me something. And George is playing hard, so I'm excited about the young Wizards. I know they lose, but I see what they're trying to build.
They're losing the right way, Mo. I appreciate you chiming in. I want to touch on Jaden Daniels. We'll get back to your phone calls in a second here. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. It just felt like Jaden was trying to play hero ball, maybe. And look, I think he's such a great kid. I don't want to think that, you know, he was trying to make all the plays and be the superstar. But I don't know. There was just something like, hey, you had McCaffrey wide open on a first third down, and he missed it, all right? And then you got a first down because Kingsbury had a great design to get to Eckler and B-Rob, and that second drive was really good. And then the third drive was awful again against the Eagles. And I thought Jaden lost some confidence in that drive, and he was backed up near the end zone. And look, Kliff didn't do him any favors when you got a rookie quarterback on the road, right, tough environment, and you're throwing it on first and 10 from inside the 10, that's not going to get him any confidence. And he kind of threw off his back foot there from the end zone. And that's the first time where I thought Jaden looked shaky, kind of all season long, where it just looked like maybe he didn't have the most confidence in himself. And then you have the play that everybody's talking about, in which Eckler's open, Zach Ertz is open, and he has one-on-one with a linebacker instead of, you know, flipping out a pass. He thinks he can beat this linebacker to the spot and pick up the first down, and he just looks slow. And his juke didn't fake anybody out. And it just, it was the first time where it was like, yeah, maybe this guy's not superhuman. He looked slow trying to shake that linebacker. And so, you know, throughout the game, I just felt like Jaden Daniels missed opportunities there. That was my biggest takeaway doing my film review. Missed opportunities over and over again. You know, I really liked the play design on later in the game on a screen pass to Bates. And Jaden threw it a fadeaway like he was, you know, shooting a jump shot, following away backwards there. So there was just something off with his footwork the entire game. I'm not saying that's the rib injury, but that was my big takeaway about Jaden. Kliff didn't do him any favors, right? I did the blame pie yesterday on my show. I gave 35% to Kliff, 35% to Jaden, 10 to the O-line, 10 to the coaching staff, 10 to the defense there. But I just felt like this was Jaden and Kliff not being on the same page with each other. And you got to lock Kliff Kingsbury in a room with Terry McLaurin and make sure he knows how good McLaurin is, because that was a shame right there to not get him involved for most of that game. Going to take a quick commercial break here. We'll take more of your phone calls after this quick commercial break. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at, AUDACY. It gives you the ability to take the radio show with you on the road. I know we're all upset that we lost to the Eagles here, and angry we look terrible on primetime, and angry that the offense took a step back and that the defense gave up those two explosive runs to Saquon in the fourth quarter. Let me remind everyone real quick, and I'm also reminding myself this, right, because I'm a diehard fan and I got caught in the moment too, but I had four goals coming into this season, all right? Number one was I wanted a four-win improvement. Last year was awful. I felt like we were more talented than the record of 4-13. The quarterback position was not very good. The sacks made it even worse. I wanted a four-win improvement. From 4 wins to 8 wins, we could do that, you know, next Sunday. We could absolutely do that, right? So I think we're going to check that box by the end of the season. I almost guarantee you we're not going to finish 7-10, right? That's first goal. The second goal, and you guys, the callers, 1-800-636-1067, you guys gave me this goal for the season because of how many of you guys called in and said this over and over again. Can we just beat the Giants? Can we just beat that team in New York that sucks? Can we just beat Daniel Jones? Can we beat Brian Daboll? Can we sweep the G-men and not be in the cellar of the division? Check that box, Commanders fans. Check that box. The third thing I asked was, can we find out if Jaden's a franchise quarterback? He's coming off of a bad performance, but you're telling me 11 games into this season you don't feel damn good about Jaden as your franchise quarterback moving forward? And then the fourth thing was I wanted to get this defense back to a respectful level. And it feels like we could check that box as well. So calm down, Commanders fans. Calm down, AWOD. It's going to be all right. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's run through these. 1-800-636-1067. Line 8, we've got Jay in D.C. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, AWOD? How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, listen, I'm an Eagles fan, live in D.C., so I got a little bit of a different perspective. But I would say I think it's a couple things. Number one, obviously the competition got a little stiffer past couple weeks. Good signs for you guys is that you guys have been competitive. So that's a good sign. But there is a lack of talent on this team on both sides of the ball. That will be addressed by Adam Peters in offseason. No worries there. You guys are going in the right direction. I think that, like one of the early callers said, got to pop your brakes a little bit. Give it some time. You guys have already exceeded everybody's expectations for the year. Give it some time, and you guys will come through. You guys
Maybe.
Are going in the right direction. So I think you guys
hopefully.
Are
hey, Philly J, let me just tell you, I was not impressed by Jalen Hurts at all. I was not impressed by him.
No, I agree, man. He's taking a step back, man. Since he's got the contract, he's regressed. It's just funny with him, man. You look at him and you say, well, he's got talent around him, right? He's got all playmakers, so there's no excuses, right? There's no excuses for him to find a way to play. I totally agree.
I mean, you better hope that December 22nd, Saquon Barkley's feeling good. Because believe me, the Commanders are going to get their revenge on Philly. Give you a whoop-ass.
We'll see, man. We'll see. We'll see. But you guys are going in the right direction, man. Kudos to you guys. Kudos to the front office, man.
Appreciate you chiming in, Jay. Let's go to Peter in North Carolina. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Adam, great show. Listen, a couple things. The defense played outstanding. They just wore out in the fourth quarter because the offense didn't do much. Mm-hmm. And another thing about the offense, obviously Jaden is hurting with the rib injury. He was dive-bombing some balls right in the ground, so that's definitely the rib. He's not healthy 100%. The offensive line's not healthy. We knew that the week going on. Playing the two best teams in the NFL, basically, in 5 days. You lose by one, you lose by eight. I mean, that's pretty damn good in my opinion. Rest up. Get ready for Dallas. We'll be okay. Everybody come back healthy. I'm out of breath because I'm jogging a little bit. it's been a great season. This has been so much fun. To Thursday night, to get up and watch that game on the third, the whole country, everybody's watching that game. It was just great. Too bad we didn't show up.
Yeah.
I was super impressed with the defense. I really was.
Yeah, Peter.
If the offense could have done any more, it would have been great.
Yeah, no, great points, man. I appreciate you chiming in. I'll let you continue your run here, but you made a great point that we would have killed to be at 7-4 before the season, right? We've got everything to play for. For the first time in a long time, every single game in December matters. Every single game in December matters. I think you got to go back to Ron Rivera before him because we snuck into the freaking playoffs the first year of Ron Rivera. You got to go back a long time to find a Commanders team that had everything to play for throughout all of November and all of December as well. I'm trying to stay positive here, although that was frustrating on Thursday night. If you want to vent about the game, give me a call, 1-800-636-1067. We've got Brandon in Silver Spring. Brandon in Silver Spring, you're on the fan with AWOD.
What's up? What's up, big guy?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm actually outside getting ready to go jogging. There's a guy just ran right by me, and he looks just like our quarterback. It's so funny. And you never know, right? You never know. So, yeah, what this guy needs to do is he's doing everything right, Jaden. Obviously the physical part is killing him, but I tell this to my kids, take a computer break for a week and see how good your mind is. that, you know, he does a lot of VR stuff. You know, I'm just trying to get from a different perspective. Take a long little, you know, long break and just enjoy what's going on here. Because, you know, your brain just needs to, I'm repeating myself, needs a break. I think that's my
team. No, dude, I think you're right. I think not just Jaden, though. I think this entire team. Look, I went on a rant about this yesterday on my show. I do think that what we watched was a Commanders team that hit a wall. Right, that's why I opened the show and said it felt like we were watching a car crash. It felt like this team hit a wall, and they ran out of gas offensively, and then in the second half, they were on empty on the defensive side of the ball as well. But it's okay. Every team in the NFL hits a wall, right? I mean, people said this about the Steelers, you know, 5 or 6 weeks ago. People said that about the Eagles when they went on a two-game losing streak. Like, every team in the NFL goes through these ups and downs of the season. How about the Buffalo Bills? People thought the season was collapsing on them when they lost back-to-back to the Ravens and Texans. They're now 8-2 and pretty much claimed the division crown here at week 11, right? So every team has trials and tribulations. They have ups and downs of an NFL season. It did look like we hit a wall. Luckily, though, it was a Thursday night football game, so you get a full 10 days before you face off against your next opponent, the Dallas Cowboys, who are banged up, and it's your arch rival, and it's at home. I mean, it feels like it's a recipe for a great bounce-back spot for the Washington Commanders. It does. It feels like this is an opportunity here for Dan Quinn to let the guys rest, relax, reset, right? Come back to the building, you know, on Tuesday and be ready to roll. Get the game plan schemes right for the Dallas Cowboys. All the treatment that Jaden and the rest of the team needs so they can go into this game healthy and kick some Dallas butt, because we are a much better team than the Dallas Cowboys. And I wanted to beat the Eagles and the Steelers so badly just to shut up the haters that have said, oh, you haven't played anyone. We have a last place schedule. We're not going to play anyone. This is part of the reasons why I predicted this team would improve by four games, because we're playing a bunch of dumb franchises this year. We still have two games that are very winnable against the Saints, who fired their coach, and the Titans, who can't win a game right now and look terrible offensively, right? That would put us at 9. That would put us at 9 right there, and I do believe at 9-8 you're probably in the postseason. I think we're going to get to 10, maybe even 11 this season. We still have four home games. Yes, we lost to the Steelers at home by 1 point. We've been pretty dominant at the newly named Northwest Stadium. I think that's going to continue here. This is the perfect scenario to have 10 days off before your arch rival. It's not going to be hard for Dan Quinn to get these boys fired up for this game. It's not going to be hard for him to inspire them. And believe me, this coaching staff is so much better than last year's coaching staff. Last year, if we had this issue, and we did have this issue where we went on a losing streak, it continued, right? We couldn't turn it around. We did hit a wall last year, right? After the loss to Seattle, 29-26, the team did not win another game. Look at the date. That was November 12th. It's November 16th. We didn't win another game at this point last year. This coaching staff is different than last year's coaching staff. I believe that they will turn things around here as we go on a stretch run. What are things that you think this team needs to improve on? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take your phone calls. Let me give you two of them real quick. All right. Number one, Cliff Kingsbury must adjust his game plan, right? Too many times we're running the ball with pull plays and moving the offensive linemen around. Just push forward. Right, the pull plays gave the Eagles the opportunity to get in the backfield and create a tackle for loss. And then the second thing, Marshawn Lattimore. Everybody was excited when we traded for him. We haven't seen him on the field yet. He must be a difference maker, right? Some people argued, hey, maybe they traded for him for next year, all right, because you can still get him on a team-friendly deal. He must be a difference maker this year in the second half of this season for this team to have a stretch run that is successful. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. You're home for the most Commanders talk in town. We're live on 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. Got you covered on both ends of the dial and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. The Commanders are 7-4 with everything to play for. I agree with you. That loss sucked. It looked like last year's team. It looked like, you know, the Commanders of the past with a primetime embarrassing loss. Even though it was 8 points, you know, it was kind of embarrassing to see that offense take a huge step back, right? It took like 3 steps back, even though I do think the defense took a step forward. But, hey, rest and relaxation can do wonders for this team in my mind. And right now I'm asking you what they need to improve on in the second half of the season and which players need to step up. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mark in Maryland. Mark, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening, Adam? Great show, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, man. As usual, Adam, you started the show with the correct synopsis of the situation with the Skins. I think you're 100% correct, and you're asking for where they need to improve. They need to get back to playing with the synergy that they had earlier in the year. And I believe that you guys and the other callers are correct in their analysis by saying that they're tired, because remember that the road to ruin is paved with the greatest intentions. And their intentions are to win, but they're not executing. And you have to have an 11-man on each side sport. You must execute. And like you said earlier, Adam, they're missing Jaden being hurt, and I believe he is still hurt. He's missing a lot of easy throws. And your motion as a quarterback, your ribs are very much so involved because of your torso. And I think that it's showing, and the tiredness is showing with the guys. Because, man, determination and vigor and enthusiasm is only going to carry you so far. And when you start getting tired in any sport, that's when you are going to start to falter. And as far as the people, the nattering nabobs of negativity, saying they haven't played anybody, I got news for you. All these teams are professionals, and they want to win. And look what happened with the Rams last week. Mm-hmm. People had written Miami off, and they whooped them. You know, it's been happening all year long. And they have changed this, all these squads, for parity in the league, Adam.
Yeah.
Like you've been saying. And, man, there is parity. So if they get a rest and they go back to that synergy of execution, I think they'll be fine. And, yes, we do need to pump the brakes a little bit, Adam. And you know this, buddy. And I'll get off here because I know you got busy lines, buddy. And take care of yourself and be safe.
Yeah, appreciate you chiming in. And, you know, here's something I want to say, right? So it's disappointing that we lost to the Eagles here, all right? 26-18. 26-18. That's your final score. And I get it. It was a garbage time touchdown and the two-point conversion. Then it was an onside kick. And you could argue the Eagles were playing, prevent defense. It could be worse. For example, the Jets just lost to the Cardinals last week 31-6. Aaron Rodgers put up 6 points. Our offense is struggling the last 2 weeks. It's not struggling that bad where we scored 6 points. How about Caleb Williams and the Bears, who, let me remind everyone, Washington broke that franchise when we completed the Hail Mary. Caleb was 16 of 30, 120 yards, nine sacks, and he scored 3 points against the awful New England Patriots, and they lost 19-3. Like, that, a little bit of perspective here. Kirk Cousins just lost to the awful New Orleans Saints, who had fired their coach a week before, 20-17. Kirk Cousins and the Falcons are 6-4. Their offense scored 17 points. The Chiefs are undefeated. They just scored 16 last week. So we're complaining about an offense and a quarterback that put up 18. It's a lot better than some of the teams that we're looking at around the league last week. The Vikings won 12-7. Sam Darnold's having one of the best seasons of any quarterback this year. He just had 3 picks. Teams hit a wall at this time of the year. How do you respond to that? You got to be able to run the football. We've got to get back to being able to ground and pound and run the rock for 120 to 140 yards per game, and that includes Jaden taking off with his legs as well. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Patrick in Fredericksburg. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, so like you just said, kind of tee me up here, my whole thing is about running the ball. Like, Brian Robinson, I mean, some of the most efficient plays we had on Thursday was when we had Eckler and B-Rob in the backfield. You know what I mean? B-Rob is such a good power runner. Remember a couple of years ago when Eagles were undefeated and we went into the link and we upset him? And B-Rob, I don't know how much, what his stats were that game, but he basically carried like 6 yards. It felt like, you know, every pop. So him being injured has been a little bit detrimental. But the other thing that I wanted to mention is our end of the half efficiency has been really good compared to the past few seasons. You know, De'Ami Brown missing that catch at the end of the half to potentially put us in field goal range, and you know, that was pretty detrimental. We had a chance to score points at the end of the half and then come out of the half and get the ball. And, you know, it just feels like, you know, I know Terry had an off game, but even in the Steelers game, you know, we've usually had like Terry and like Noah Brown in combination with like Zacchaeus or McCaffrey, but it just feels like that third receiver just hasn't been doing it for us. There's no like third option that we're going to. Eckler's been a really good pickup, but you know, it just feels like something's not gelling. There used to be like a game where Zacchaeus went off or Noah Brown had a great game. It just doesn't feel like we have that extra offensive like weapon that we need. So I think a lot of that starts with the run game and everything, but I think we have a good chance. Just get some rest and hopefully Jaden can rest up. But I'm optimistic going into the Cowboys game. We need to make that a statement game and just, you know, have our defense continue to play well. You know, last thing I'll say is no one's going to contain Saquon for 4 quarters. We contained him for 3. We just couldn't contain him for 4. So that's all I got.
Yeah, good call, man. Really good points there. And you're right. I mean, it was disappointing. Jaden missed Luke McCaffrey once. I think he missed maybe Zacchaeus once or Ertz once. And him missing throws and also guys dropping the ball is why you haven't seen a second receiver step up in the last few weeks here. But the point you made that I think is terrific is De'Ami Brown's drop was significant in the loss here. And here's why. When Washington's been successful this season, they've gone ahead and they've extended that to a 2-score lead. And a 2-score lead is so crucial in the National Football League, and that would have done that, right? So in this game against Philadelphia, we went up 7-0. We got the ball back, 3 plays, punt. That was a chance to make it a 2-score lead, right? Up 7-0. They miss a field goal, punt, 3 plays, 3 and out. That was a chance to make it a 2-score lead. We forced a punt, 9 plays, 27 yards. We were driving, but forced a punt, and of course, we don't make it a 2-score lead. They get a field goal, all right? We did this drive at the end of the half, and De'Ami Brown catches that. If he catches that, we get a field goal, make it 10-3. We had another field goal the first drive of the second half there. That would have made it 13-3. That would have been that 2-possession lead that we're craving and that it's so important to this team here. And it gives the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, the ability to be more creative and run more and play action hard off of that when you're playing with a 2-score lead. So we've been so good. The end of the half and the end of game scenarios took a step back last week and the week before, and that's kind of what led to the 2 defeats here. But there's a lot of positives in these defeats in my mind, a lot of positives. Let's go to Little in Bowie. What's up, Little? You're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, Adam, always good to chop it up with you, man. Hey, look, Adam, it's good omens and bad omens, man, when it comes to playing football in life period. Man, look, the good omens that we see people wide open. Mm-hmm. When this kid break down. But, you know, I think we're struggling right now. We're hurting at the center position because I see we're getting a lot of push up in the middle. So once our center heal and we get Lucas back and platoon them tackles, man, the DMV pump your brakes. It's all lining up, Adam. It's all lining up.
Hey, Little, you were the one that predicted us to win this division. How are you feeling right now?
From the beginning, we still fighting for the division because guess what? I'm predicting a 50 burger against Dallas. I'm gonna start the chant at pregame. We want Dallas. I'm gonna try to start it. And look, here we go now. We got games in front of us, man. These kids, man, sitting back at them, they say, oh man, playoff money. Families want to go on vacation. These boys get ready, man. Look, each unit going in the film room, man. Each unit going in the film room, and they're gonna sit back, man, including Daniels.
Yeah.
And rectify everything that's happening, man, when it's come to this offense and defense. Defense is improving big time. Now, here we go. Daniels is the type of quarterback. He's taking his tablets home. Don't you think he see these people wide open, he missing? He see them, Adam. That was impressive to me because our last offensive coordinator, we didn't know what the hell was going on. At least we feel good that once this kid heal, man, and get the moving. And the thing about this kid, man, when he get this down pat, keeping his head up and moving and then throwing upfield, which we saw earlier, it's hurting him right now because that hurt the core. Like my man Mark said, when you're on the move and you try to throw that ball, man, that hurt. So a lot of times he was keeping that ball and they was catching up with him, Adam. But, man, look, it's a good omen, man, that we see things in front of us. Like Double D was saying the other day, the momentum offense. We see how they move the ball that way. It's impressive, man. I told Big Doc, I said, Doc, look, man, if I told you, man, I was 7-5, if I was 7-4, damn, I'm giving them another loss. At 11 games, Doc said, man, I thought you'd be sipping on something.
Right.
So everybody pumped their brakes and realized, man, we got this thing lined up, Adam, for the showdown when Philly come to town. Hey, man, God bless y'all. Show up. Stay up, man.
Yeah, appreciate you chiming in. I want to echo something you said there that I think is important. We want Dallas. We want Dallas. We want Dallas. We are desperate for a win. This fan base wants to hurt someone. We got the Dallas Cowboys coming to town, our arch rival. There's no team around the country I'd want to face more when I'm desperate for a win, when our backs are against the wall, than the Dallas Cowboys. I want to make them bleed next Sunday. We want Dallas. Good call, Little. We want Dallas next week. That's our chance to get rolling again. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.